Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Alex Warren, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. Nice to have you with us. The last day of school today for my son, Drew.
Woo!
Who's in fourth grade, will be going into fifth grade. My oldest son, Will, I guess he's done. Because he doesn't have to go back to the school. He's in Washington, D.C. right now. By the way, I didn't hear from Will yesterday again.
Not at all.
Well, just one text.
Okay. One is better than none.
So we didn't hear from him throughout the day. And then last night we texted him good night. And Paula said, good night, love you. And he just texted back, love you too.
He's having the time of his life. He's having so much fun.
I hope so. One of our mutual friends who also has a son on the trip sent us a picture where Will was in the picture and he was smiling and he was part of this group picture and it looks like he's having a great time. He's just not sharing that with any of us.
He's just creating core memories. He's a little busy.
Hopefully the stories he'll have plenty of stories for us when he returns. He comes back tonight on the bus.
That feels so quick. I feel like he just left.
Yeah, a quick trip. It's jam-packed. I mean, I looked at the itinerary. And yeah, they don't really have a rest break anywhere in there. They're just, you know, they're going to the Lincoln Monument. They're going here. They're going to the Veterans Museum. They're going everywhere.
Making the most of their time. I'm sure he will be ready for a nap when he gets home.
So it's the last day of school for my kids. I know that some kids are already out. Some schools are already out. I know that Westlake goes until next week.
Really?
Yeah, Westlake, I think until Wednesday of next week. And then I was reading where Parma... I think they go until next week as well, but I believe they're off school today because of the heat.
What? Wait, really?
I thought that I read that. I thought that I read that they're closed today.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's strange. I did not see that yet. I was just kind of scrubbing through the news.
But what was strange to me is yesterday was the hot day. Today isn't going to be as hot.
No, it looks like they were canceled yesterday.
Oh, not today.
Not today. Parma City schools canceled yesterday because of temperatures. Okay, but even still, I didn't think it was like that hot. I mean, it was hot, but it wasn't like close the school hot, right? Apparently it was.
I don't know. I mean, if you're sitting there without air condition and you're trying to make just the final few days of the school year, I mean, that's got to be really, really tough.
Yeah. Yeah, if there's no AC, that's kind of a game changer.
My apologies, Parma. Didn't mean to get you excited. It looks like you're going to school today.
Yeah, you're going to school today, but you'll be done soon.
And yes, until next week as well. Okay, this morning, good vibes. We're going to hash it out a little bit later on this morning. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up too. 7:55 and 8:55 if you want to grab some coffee and wake up, take on Alyssa in some trivia later this morning. The Q Morning Show. Let's go to Richfield. We're going to talk to Marissa and get a good vibe, hopefully. Marissa, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
I just got a pumice stone, and I am really enjoying it, which I know sounds silly, but I love this pumice stone. It just relaxes me.
Okay, so you're going to have to walk us through this.
I was going to say, I think I know what it is, but I'm not entirely sure, and I'm almost positive Bill does not.
Are you saying pumice or hummus stone?
Pumice
stone. All right, now I'm going to Google it.
It's pumice the stone that like you scrub on like the bottom of your foot, right?
Exactly.
Tell us about the pumice stone, Marissa.
So you can't use it every day, but yes, it's a stone that you rub on the bottom of your foot, and it gets rid of like calluses and dead skin, and it's just like a lovely like weekly tradition, and I've been doing it on Sundays like before I start my week.
Why does it bring you so much joy?
It just does.
Hey, we say big or small, we want it all.
You're right.
And that's a good vibe for Marissa.
All right, the pumice stone. It's spelled P-U-M-I-C-E.
Yes.
Go get yourself a pumice stone. It'll change your life, just like Marissa's.
There you go.
Unless you're like me with very ticklish feet, and then pumice stones are kind of a nightmare situation. But I'm so glad it's working out for you.
Yes, and if when I do it myself, it's easier to not be ticklish, but I totally get that.
Thank you, Marissa, for listening to us and calling up with your good vibe.
Of course. Thank you.
You're on Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So, Alyssa, how is it that you were able to make a Costco trip yesterday? Because you are not a member. How did you get in?
I know. I had to sneak in. No, my husband's a member. Bryce is a member.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah, so he's been a member literally the whole time I've known him.
So he pays the membership fee every year?
He's on his mom's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's on his mom's account, but he has his own card. So I just went in with him.
However, you don't actually use your membership that much.
Like, no.
It's rare that you're inside a Costco.
Yeah, the last time he went to Costco was December. So we're not big Costco goers. It's just me and him. But more importantly, Costco is like my least favorite place on earth. It's nothing against Costco. It's big box stores. I get overwhelmed.
I
have panic attacks.
You've said that before, and it bothers me.
Yeah, it bothers me too.
So that's why I was intrigued when you said I went to Costco yesterday. What did you do? Did you get a rotisserie chicken?
No.
Did you get a $1.50 hot dog?
No.
Did you get some batteries?
Yes, actually. I did get some batteries. And I got a chicken bake. Look at me go. I'm a real Costco goer now.
What was the point of the trip?
So we have Bryce's family is coming in on Saturday. So we're going to have a full house for about a week and a half. So we wanted to get some food, get some snacks for everybody before they came over. And yesterday, maybe around like 5 o'clock p.m., he was like, you want to go to Costco? And I just like looked at him. He was like, it'll be okay. I promise. The one here, it's not as crazy. Because the Costcos that I've went to in the past, when we lived in California, absolute madhouse. Insanity. Like,
yeah.
I felt like I was fighting for my life in the aisles. Like, I was going to get run over by carts. This one, we went to Strongsville, a little chaotic, but I could handle it.
Even on a Wednesday?
I think it's probably just always a little much for me.
Yeah.
It's overstimulating, I think is kind of the crux of it. I get overstimulated and I just kind of freak out. But Bryce told me that I could get whatever I wanted. So I got some sweet little treats and I was happy. And he also let me look at all the towels and the clothes. And I didn't get any, but I just wanted to look. And then I was content.
Did you
make it through the trip.
Did you see the cat stuff? Did they have a cat tree?
We did not look that much of the cat stuff because we have gotten so much over the past couple of weeks that we're like, they don't need any more. They're good. Like,
did you get any marinated artichoke hearts?
Absolutely not. Why would I do that? I would not do that. But
I've avoided those as well.
I was so excited. They had little Starbucks pink drinks, like in bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So I got some of those. I was like, oh, have fun. I got some cookies. Get me some sweet treats, and honestly, I can handle anything.
I know. It's an experience. Costco's an experience. It changes your entire life.
I don't want to go back for a while, but I'm I'm happy that I made it through. I'm very proud of myself.
Also reading this morning where Costco is making a change to the gas stations. Very soon, they're going to be open on weekdays now from 6 a.m. until 10 p.m.
Oh, my gosh. Those gas stations are always popping, too.
Yeah.
Whew.
That's an entirely different conversation about the gas station.
Yeah, I've got a while to go before I can even think about going to one of those gas stations. Baby steps.
All right. Hash It Out is on the way. I know we have a married couple. They are planning a trip to another favorite place to go for some people. Some people like Costco. Some people like Disney World.
Ooh, that sounds better than Costco to me.
However, there is one family member that might not be attending this Disney World trip, and that's what this couple wants to hash out today. By the way, this family member is 10 years old.
Oh.
So we've got a lot to get into. Hash It Out on the way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Morning show. Q104, it's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Great to have you here. Tanya and Adam are here as well, and they are going to hash it out this morning. Tanya and Adam are married. We're going to talk to Tanya first. Adam is here. He's going to be able to respond to everything that Tanya says in a second, but let's find out what is going on between these two. Tanya in West Park, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on between you and Adam?
Well, we're kind of excited in my household right now because for a couple months now, I've been really diligently planning our family vacation that we're looking forward to.
Okay. Where are you traveling?
Yeah, we're just doing like a little Disney World trip.
Just a little Disney World trip, as if this isn't going to be like the vacation of their lifetime.
I know, as friends that are like, oh, they're not going to remember it. I'm like, no, I think my oldest definitely will, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Photos.
How old are your girls?
They are 5 and 2.
Okay, so what could possibly be the issue with a family vacation to Disney World?
Well, the issue is that my husband also has a child. He has my stepson from a previous marriage. His son is 10 years old, but the thing is, my husband's ex-wife has full custody of him.
Okay.
Okay.
And here's the other part. She actually told my husband that he needs to take our stepson on vacation with us. Like, she pretty much demanded that.
Hmm.
Why does she have a say in this?
Right. She has full custody and everything. But she, you know, I guess she has a lot that she needs to do this summer, whatever. I don't know. So she's insisting. And, you know, I don't have anything against my stepson, of course. It's just that, you know, the dynamic would probably be a little bit off. We obviously rarely see him, and I feel like he might even put a little bit of a damper on this, you know, vacation that is a big deal for us. You know, for one thing, I was thinking about it. I'm like, there's no way we could all stay in one hotel room, and I feel like the kid is going to be bored because how's he going to fit in with this, right? He doesn't have any kind of relationship with my daughters, the age difference. Like, I don't even see them like playing together. I could sit here and go on and on about all the reasons why I don't want him to come along. So for that reason, I don't think I'm being unreasonable at all.
Okay, so to recap, you have two daughters, 5 and 2 years old, and then there's a stepson in the mix, your husband's son, he's 10 years old. This is a key question for me. Has your husband's ex-wife already promised this kid that he's going to Disney World?
Does he even know about the trip?
No, he doesn't know at the moment, but I really think it's going to be pretty hard to hide it from him once we're back from the trip.
But you don't want him to go, though.
I don't. I don't like this, again, this whole, like, you know, having to do something. And she's like, who are you? Like, why do I have to, you know, we should have a say in it. Again, we're putting forth all this money for this vacation. It just doesn't seem fair to me.
Okay, so I'm trying to follow the plot here. Your husband, Adam, is on with us as well. And I'm guessing that Adam feels differently about this. Adam, I'm guessing that you would prefer that your 10-year-old son attend the Disney World trip along with your family.
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious. That's the way I feel. And considering my ex-wife is my ex, she is a real piece of work. I think it was mentioned that she has full custody, and that is, trust me, not for my lack of trying. I don't want to get into that, but I want my son to be involved in my life, and I really haven't had that many chances to do that. So I'm looking at this as the perfect opportunity.
And, you know, honestly, I think that is so sweet. And, you know, I get that. But I'm just saying right now, till last minute for this trip to me and to the girls, I think it's just all about having the character breakfast and being with the princesses. And I just don't see how he's going to fit into any of it or even enjoy it. He'll probably just want to be on his own.
Hold on. Like a 10-year-old isn't going to enjoy Disney World? That seems a little far-fetched.
I think it's not going to be the same as how the girls will enjoy, you know, we'll be on the little kid rides and looking for characters. And
it's a very big amusement park. You know, I could take them to, there's Tower of Terror. I don't think the girls would like that. You know, they're probably too small to ride some stuff. So we could definitely kind of do some divide and conquer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't want to do divide and conquer. I feel like, you know, our lives are so busy, and this is the time to spend the time with our daughters. And then, yeah, I feel like we'll be on separate sides of the park if we do that. And honestly, I really want you to have time with your son, but can you not just plan a different trip? And like I've been saying, it just doesn't sit right with me that, like, your ex is trying to force this on us. Like, just so messed up.
She doesn't have to force me to spend time with my son. I mean, I want to take him.
I just think timing is not right to take him along, and I have to put my foot down about this. I'm sorry.
Tanya, Adam, we're going to put you on hold here for a second. Oh, my gosh. I want to run far away.
This makes me really sad.
I know. I'm sad.
This really makes me really sad. Like, as a kid of divorce, and I was somebody who actually had something very similar at a similar age, You gotta take the son.
You do.
You do. You do. It will hurt him, I think, beyond belief for many years to come. And at the end of the day, I think it could really hurt his relationship with not only Tanya, but also Adam, if he doesn't go.
Okay. I'm glad you said that, because I don't feel like I'm qualified to have an opinion. Plus, I don't want to have an opinion that would prevent a 10-year-old from going to Disney World. 216-474-0104. Help out Tanya and Adam. Do you have some good advice? Should they take Adam's son, Tanya's 10-year-old stepson, to Disney World with them? Tanya would prefer not to bring him and plan a separate trip. What do you think? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. All right. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Hash it out this morning. We spoke with Tanya and Adam. They are married. They've been married for about 5 years. This is Adam's second marriage. Adam and Tanya have 2 girls, 5 and 2. They're planning a Disney World vacation this summer, now that school is coming to a close.
But
Adam has a 10-year-old son who I gather he doesn't see that often.
No, he does not have. His ex-wife has full custody of this son. She is insisting that their 10-year-old son go on this Disney vacation with dad and stepmom and the sisters.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked out. I mean, maybe the ex-wife found out, like, oh, you're going to Disney World? Well, you might as well take our son with you.
It could have been like a might as well. Maybe she wants some time to herself. Because also, could be the fact that she's going to be the one that has to deal with fielding the questions as to why was he not invited to go to Disney World.
Well, it doesn't seem like Tanya and Adam originally planned for him to go.
No.
As they started planning this trip, because now Tanya's like, I don't know why he's coming along on this trip. This should be just for our family, our family of four.
Right.
He's not going to get along with the girls. He's going to want to do different things at Disney World. Let's go to Melissa in Akron. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts?
I just want to say, I think Tanya's going to have a great time at Disney. I think she's going to fit in really well with the evil stepmother.
Oh, yeah. Do they have those characters walking around?
They do. And so we go to Disney every year. And I want to tell you, Disney's the most magical place. And putting a stop to this is horrendous. Like, I've taken my nieces with us just to share the joy. We've had age gaps between the girls. This is something that's going to stick with that son, and it's going to ruin the relationship with Adam if he doesn't take his son, I think.
Yeah, Lisa, you had said the same thing.
I couldn't agree more. I really think that this is going to have, like, some long-term negative effects if he doesn't go.
Rachel in Cleveland. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on Hash It Out?
I think that she's very selfish. I think that she seems very jealous to me. And I honestly, myself, would not be with someone like that because that is his son at the end of the day. And if she has a problem with his son going, then I don't understand why. Or even together, but hey, that's just me. But I think that she's very selfish for that. He is a child at the end of the day, and he deserves to go with his father. Like he said, they can do other things. They can have family time, but they can also do other things. And I agree with the first caller. She's going to fit very well, the evil stepmother.
Yeah. Is there a 101 Dalmatians ride?
Yeah, I'm not totally sure, but we did get a lot of texts in saying that exact thing, too.
Tina in Amherst. Tina, do you see Tanya's logic on why she is hesitant to bring along Adam's stepson on this vacation?
Yeah, so I guess I'm kind of a little different perspective here as a former stepmom. I think that I was on the dad's side until I heard the dad say that they would go off and do other stuff and divide and conquer. And then she's left with her two girls without the dad there. Mm. So that's just kind of like pitting the old family against the new family and kind of feels divisive, you know?
How would you?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely sympathize with that. Planning a Disney vacation, it's no small task. A lot of work goes into it. And I get that from Tanya, too. But we've got a lot of texts rolling in now, too, also saying, like, Tanya married Adam knowing that he has a son. You have to involve the son in your life, in when you can, at least, especially given that he's not the full custody parent.
All right, 216-474-0104, if you have any additional comments. We're going to have to leave it there. And I'm going to be very interested to see, like, I'd love to get a follow-up on this. Like, I would love to talk to Tanya and find out, okay, what did you think about what people had to say?
Yeah, like, what's the verdict? What are we going with?
Listen to what your husband is saying. He doesn't get a whole lot of time with his 10-year-old son, and now he has a chance to take his son to Disney World.
And I think if nothing else, even if you don't have a good relationship with that 10-year-old as Tanya, at least do it for your husband who wants to spend time with his son.
Look at how much it means to Adam if his son could go. That's something that I think Tanya should consider.
Absolutely.
All right. 216-474-0104. Thank you for Hash It Out this morning. We got to get to Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up. If you want to join Alyssa for Girls Night Out in less than 2 weeks, dinner and a movie, we're going to play in less than 10 minutes. Let's go to Westlake. Kayla is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If you are somehow deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. But I have your 5 questions right here. Are you ready, Kayla?
All right, let's go.
Name one of the two teams about to play in the NBA Finals.
Miami Heat.
Question two. At what kind of dance would someone do a do-si-do?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Question three. What state is known as the Hawkeye State?
Iowa.
Question four. What is the name of the young boy and best friend of Winnie the Pooh?
Oliver. I don't think that's right, though.
All right. Well, you're going to make me very happy if you nail this last one. It's an audio clue. Name the movie featuring this movie line.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
Step Brothers.
All right, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio? All right, Kayla, let me count you up here. All right. Yeah, we don't really need to reveal how you did.
No.
Well, I'm going to have to tell Alyssa.
Yeah.
Hey, Alyssa.
Hey, you're going to have to tell me what.
Welcome back. It's Kayla in Westlake.
Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
You know what? I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm not going to tell you how Kayla did. We're just going to jump in with your five questions.
Okay.
I don't want you feeling extra confident.
Okay. Fine.
So question one, Alyssa, name one of the two teams about to play in the NBA Finals.
The Pacers.
How did you know that?
Because I've been following Timothy Chalamet's journey with the Knicks, and I did see that they lost.
Yeah, you're right. You got that one. All right. Question two. At what kind of dance would someone do a do-si-do?
A line dance?
Can't accept that. A square dance.
Oh my gosh. Do your boys have square dancing in school?
They used to.
Which
is how I knew the answer to that question.
We had like a whole week of square dancing for some reason in gym class.
It was the dumbest thing.
I loved it.
I had to go and watch a square dance once. All right, question three. What state is known as the Hawkeye State?
Indiana?
No, I'm sorry. It's Iowa.
Okay, it was an I state at least.
This game is getting interesting though. Question four. What is the name of the young boy and best friend of Winnie the Pooh?
Christopher Robin.
Okay. Final question. This is an audio clue. Name the movie that features this movie line.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
Is that Step Brothers?
That was also Kayla's guess. And you might be guessing that because you know it's my favorite movie, or you know because you recognize the voice of Will Ferrell.
Yes.
However, that is Wedding Crashers.
Ah. Oh, man. Those were tough.
Those were tough.
Really?
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah. General knowledge, yes. But like on the difficult side. I would say difficulty level like
interesting.
7.
Interesting. I thought I nailed all 5 of those.
You did your job very well because you stumped me a couple times.
Oh, Kayla. Alyssa actually wins the game today. Alyssa got 2. Kayla got 1.
Okay.
So Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Don't even feel bad about it, Kayla. Okay, those questions were on another level.
Don't feel bad, no. Kayla. As a matter of fact, we want to get to know you better, or at least Alyssa does, because we would love it if you come to Q104's Girls Night Out in a couple of weeks.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so excited.
Woo!
My name is Kayla, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Morgan Wallen, it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, nice to have you here this morning. You want to get into some of these calls?
Yeah, sure. Let's see what's going on the phone lines.
216-474-0104. That is our phone number. It is also the exact same number that you can text us as well. You can text us a message. Again, at 216-474-0104. I think this first one, I want to go to this line, but it doesn't say who is on hold. I think they have a complaint, though, but it doesn't say who's on hold. All right, so let's find out. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, it's Bill and Alyssa.
Well, hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, what city are you in?
Cleveland.
Kathy in Cleveland. What's going on?
But, you know, when Alyssa does the last, whenever she answers it,
yeah.
you don't tell us what the actual answer is.
I'm supposed to do that.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to give the correct answer.
If I get it wrong and then not leave everybody hanging, wondering what the right answer is.
And Kathy, you're saying sometimes I don't give the correct answer.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's typically the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, try to understand, Kathy. You know, our little game show here, you know, compare it to other game shows like Wheel of Fortune, Ryan Seacrest, Jeopardy with Ken Jennings. They have a team of producers helping them with this game.
Ryan Seacrest would never forget to give an answer. I'm just saying.
Well, some producer might say, hey, Ryan, you forgot to do this. And then they would do it.
You know what? No, Kathy, don't cut him any slack.
No, I'm not.
Hold him up to par.
That's right. It's your job to give us the right answer.
I have no one helping me. I'm all by myself here. I'm on an island.
With five simple questions. Oh, not simple, but with five questions.
Yeah, okay. Bill, you got this.
Okay. Point taken, Kathy. I will be more diligent in giving the correct answers when Alyssa misses them.
And you'll make us all so happy.
Okay. All right. Because I do want to make you happy, Kathy.
Oh, well, I listen to you all day at work, so.
Thank you so much.
And I'm here for 10 hours.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Thank you for hanging out with us and putting up with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, trust me.
All right.
Unless he doesn't give the answer.
I know, and then Kathy just rages.
And then it's like, that's it, I'm done with you.
Yeah, and change the channel. Yeah, Bill, you better be giving answers from now on.
Kathy, thank you. Have a wonderful day today.
You guys do the same, and thank you for calling.
All right, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
Some constructive criticism there from Kathy.
We love it.
All right, we have more calls coming up. 216-474-0104. We'll see what else we can get into this morning. The Q More.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Morning show. It's Q104. Tate McRae, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge again this morning at 8:55. More chances for you to get an invitation to join Alyssa for Girls Night Out, which is it next week or in less than 2 weeks? That's
less than 2 weeks. So it's going to be on June 17th.
Okay. And we're taking more calls this morning, 216-474-0104. This is Brian in Rocky River. I think he's a little upset that there's a girls' night out and not a guys' night out, but let's see what he has to say. Brian, is that it?
Yeah, I think you should have dudes' night out prize for the next 2 weeks so we can call in and not, you know, feel weird trying to do a...
You don't want to come to girls' night?
No. I was with my wife. I was going to call in and have her go on it, and then she's like, no, I don't want to be on there. So
aww.
I hung up, but we drive in, and I try all the time, but for the next last couple weeks, I haven't tried.
So you're suggesting that we have excluded half the audience by offering a girls' night out prize during Alyssa's College of Knowledge?
Perhaps, yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
But see, I have actually been telling Bill exactly what you texted in. He needs to have a dudes' night.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair enough. I mean, I'm all good with the girls' night. I mean, it was fun, the bride thing and all that, but I'm not calling in. I'm telling you, I was waiting for that contest to end to start the new one. So,
well, what would the guys do? Because the girls are going to
dinner and a movie.
To a bar.
Like, I don't want to just go to a bar.
Go to a bar.
Yeah, we'll just go to the bar
and just hang out.
Just get some cheap beer and chat.
Watch a tribe. Guardians game.
Or maybe you guys could all just like go walk around Home Depot together. I don't know.
Would anybody be into that? I'm not sure. I mean, one of the big reasons that we're doing a girls' night out is because someone is paying for it. Like, someone is paying for dinner and drinks and sending all the ladies to the movies. I don't think anybody's offering to pay for anything for us.
They should.
I mean, we can come over and just everybody just hang out at my house. I mean, we can do that.
I mean, Brian's in Rocky River. You're in Rocky River. This could work.
but
we could walk to each other's houses.
Yeah.
We talked about that. We're close. So
we live close by. Yeah. See, it's convenient for Brian.
See, brainstorming. It's all coming together.
Oh, maybe we should do a fire pit Friday in my backyard.
I'm down.
But only dudes.
There you go.
Dudes night at the fire pit Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun.
All right. Well, we'll bring this up in the next meeting, Brian.
All right. Sounds good.
I appreciate you listening, and thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
It's Chapel Roan. You've got Q104 this morning. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show, 216-474-0104. There's been a lot of calls this morning and people with suggestions and complaints. And I think that this call is a complaint. This is Laura, and it doesn't say where she's from, but she is upset about something that I said on the show. It was either yesterday or the day before.
Okay, she's upset at you, not right. upset at me. Okay.
But when she called, she said, I'm not going to go on the air. And I said, please come on the air because I really want to know what you're upset about. And she said, okay, I'll come on the air if you promise not to interrupt me. So just let me say what I have to say. And I'm like, okay, because I'm curious about what I said that upset her. So
that's going to be tough for us, but I'll try to zip my lips.
Let's bring in Laura. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, I heard you have a complaint. And I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. I'm glad you want to hear because I have a lot to say. I cannot believe Q104 allowed you to do the show you did the other day. It was a complete embarrassment to many people, especially your son, the way you spoke about him to thousands of Clevelanders. Oh, my God. I'd never talk about a stranger the way you spoke about your own son. And then the way the callers agreed with your terrible judgment about our future leaders, it's just despicable. Just despicable. You, sir, should be ashamed to call yourself a father.
I should be ashamed to call myself a father?
Yes. And I agreed to do this call because you're not going to interrupt me. I'm
okay.
going to finish.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. I said I wasn't going to interrupt. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is why you got in the predicament you did. You just talked right over.
Okay.
You don't pay attention.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you're the best that Q104 can offer during primetime drive, then I pity them. And I know it's hard to hire qualified people, but you, sir, are the bottom of the barrel. I personally refuse to listen to this station anymore if you are affiliated with them.
Okay, Laura, can I please ask some follow-up questions? Because I'm very confused by what you've said.
No. I said what I said. I appreciate you letting me say it uninterrupted. And it's done. Goodbye.
Okay.
Is she gone?
She's gone. Okay. First of all, what did I say?
I don't even know.
So 2 days ago, when I was speaking about my son, I was talking about Drew, my youngest. He's in fourth grade. And I was talking
about...
You're
talking about Camp Fitch?
Right. I talked about... Yeah, we were talking about whose kid got into the most trouble at school this year. And I was talking about Drew, and I said that... Yeah, I said he was at Camp Fitch. And Drew is... Look, he got into trouble a few times this year at school, and he had to sit directly to the teacher.
Right.
To Camp Fitch, but I talked about how he took the ketchup packets and he took it into the classroom and he put it underneath somebody's chair. And when they sat down, the ketchup squirted all over the carpet floor.
Right. Like, that's just like typical, like.
But what did I say
stuff.
That was, what did I say that was negative about
I don't
Drew?
Know. Like, I didn't clock it at all. Like, if you said something that was like out of bounds, I did not hear it. I don't remember it. Like, I don't remember you saying anything about Drew or Will or either of your sons that would have been like, that would have stuck with me. So I'm not sure what she's talking about.
I don't know either. I didn't think that I said anything that would make Drew feel bad.
I really would love to have asked her some questions.
Yeah. First of all, she said, you spoke negatively about your son in front of thousands of Clevelanders.
You, sir!
Yeah, and I have a problem with that because I don't think it's thousands. I think it's more like dozens. Many dozens.
And she might be giving us a little too much credit. Just a little bit. But appreciate it.
I don't know. I don't know what I said. But the thing is, when it comes to the whole philosophy of this show, you're going to get the good, and you're going to get the bad, and you're going to get the ugly.
And everything in between.
And thankfully, there hasn't been a lot of ugly.
No.
I think maybe the ugliest is, since I've been a part of the show, I think the ugliest is when my dad passed away.
Ugh.
And Morgan leaving, that was bad. But the good, Alyssa joins the show. But then when I talk about my kids, I talk about the good and the bad. If I was just, would it be interesting if I just bragged about my kids every single day?
No, where's the fun in that? I want the drama. I want the tea. I want to, like, I don't get to experience all of the, like, teenager stuff that you got going on in your house. But it's so fun to hear about.
I think that stuff is more relatable.
Totally.
Than me
Just bragging about your kids and how awesome they are.
Yeah, Will got A's and B's, you know, and just me just raving about my kids. I don't think that would be very interesting. But
we do brag on them sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes we gotta dig into the funny stuff too.
All right, Laura, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I hurt you. I don't really know where to go from here. So it's Throwback Thursday today. Let's keep that going. Throwback Thursday, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. You know what I'm doing later this afternoon?
What's that?
Well, today is the last day of school for Drew, for my youngest son, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
So usually he rides the bus home from school today, or every day after school. And I said, what time do you get out? It's like 2:45, right? He's like, yeah, 2:45. I said, okay, I will meet you outside of the school. We'll take a walk up and go get some ice cream after school, since it's your last day of school.
Oh, that's so fun.
You, sir, should be ashamed to call yourself a father.
Wait, what? Why? Because I want to...
When did Laura get back here?
Because I want to take my son to go get ice cream on his last day of school? Oh, my God. I don't...
You can't catch a break, man.
I can't do anything to please this woman.
I'm going to get way too much use out of that soundbite.
Darlene in Highland Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
Please tell me you don't have a complaint with me or a problem with me today.
No, no, not at all. I love listening to your show every day. I love it.
Thank you, Darlene.
Was totally wrong. She was wrong. She should not have said that at all. You didn't do anything wrong.
We don't need to talk about her. Let's talk about you. What's going on, Darlene?
Okay, I just wondered, when you talk about Paula, you know, on your show, and you say, well, we hit a disagreement, and tell me what you think. If I were her, I mean, this is just me, though, I wouldn't like my husband to, you know, tell the whole world about our disagreements and stuff. I didn't know if she minded that or not, or if she's okay with you, you know, airing your differences, you know, and then people calling in and saying what they feel.
That's a great question.
That's really such a good question.
Darlene. So here's how I'll answer that. So Paul and I have been together for a very long time.
17 years.
Okay. 17. Oh, wow. Well, no, we're going to be celebrating our 18th wedding anniversary.
But longer than that, we've been together.
And we've been together for over 20 years. So by now, she gets what I do for a living. And she understands the importance of, I can't have my private life be private. I have to share some things in my personal life. You know, we need it for the show. So she understands that.
Gotcha.
If I think that we're going to be talking about something sensitive, I'll ask her in advance, or I'll give her a heads up and say, hey, I want to talk about this. Would it be all right to talk about this? And I would say most of the time, the majority of the time, she will say, yeah, no problem. Sometimes she's even come on the show and she will, you know, talk about something you know, that's going on.
I've heard her be on the show before.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Paula doesn't really listen, though.
No, she does. She's over it.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, because my husband doesn't listen either. Like, that's, they have that in common, that our spouses don't really tune in.
No.
So they don't really hear it.
I don't know if she listened or not. Yeah.
No.
All right.
And I do take advantage of that. For example, the other week when I played Guess That Snore, is this my wife snoring or is this my dog Myrtle snoring?
I couldn't believe you did that. Like,
I heard that too.
She did ask me about that. She's like, did you play something with me snoring? And I said, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, but she gets it now. She knows she knows where the money is coming from, Darlene. So she understands.
And that, okay, but I
and that's why she is.
I just love yourself.
Thank you so much,
thank
darling.
Thank you, and thank you for listening.
And that's why Paula is a perfect match for me, because she completely understands, you know, what I do and why I have to do it. And
more importantly, she puts up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very understanding.
Yeah.
Thank you, darling.
Husband and wife. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. I love your show.
Very good. We appreciate you listening, Darlene.
Okay, thank you.
All right, maybe Darlene can play Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up. She should try anyway and join Alyssa for Girls Night Out coming up in less than 2 weeks. Dinner and a movie with Alyssa. Your chance to be on the guest list is coming up when we play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, the Q Morning Show. Rosanna in Elyria, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. You are next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. So you know the rules.
Yes.
You go head-to-head with Alyssa. If you get more questions correct than her, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Let's go with your five questions. Are you ready, Rosanna?
I think so. Okay.
Question one. It's the name of the debut single from Britney Spears, released in 1998.
Oh, my mind is like blank. 1998 was a good year. I have no idea.
No? Not even going to take a guess of a Britney song?
No, because none of them are coming to my mind.
All right, let's move on to question two. If a chicken is rotating slowly while cooking, what kind of chicken is that?
Rotisserie.
Question three, what famous natural landmark straddles the border between Ontario, Canada, and New York?
Niagara Falls.
Question four, what is the small removable chip in cell phones that links your phone to your cellular carrier?
The SIM.
And our final question, the 2002 HBO crime drama, The Wire, took place in what American city?
New York.
All right, Rosanna, let's get Alyssa back into the studio. Alyssa, please come on back to the studio. Rosanna, you did not do too shabby.
Okay.
I've got you down with three correct today.
Okay, that's not bad.
Those pop culture questions that I think people can stumble on. The general knowledge questions you had no problem with. So Alyssa is here. Alyssa, meet Rosanna in Elyria.
Good morning, Rosanna.
Good morning, Alyssa.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Driving in to work, but we got to go somewhere in the morning, right?
Living the dream.
So, Alyssa, you need to go 3 for 5 in order to tie Rosanna today. And if you get 4, then you win the game. So here we go. Question one. The name of the debut single from Britney Spears, released in 1998.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
That's it. Question two. If a chicken is rotating slowly while cooking, what kind of chicken is that?
A rotisserie.
Sure is. Question three. What famous natural landmark straddles the border between Ontario, Canada, and New York?
Niagara Falls.
Question four. What is the small removable chip in cell phones that links your phone to your cellular carrier?
SIM card.
All right. Will she go 5 for 5 today? The 2002 HBO crime drama, The Wire, took place in what American city?
Oh, I never watched The Wire.
It's so good.
Now I don't want to watch it because every time I've said that I have never seen The Wire, that's the reaction that I get. You have to watch it. I'm not going to watch it.
It might be outdated in some. Some seasons might be considered outdated now.
Really?
Yeah, it might.
I'm going to say Boston.
Boston is incorrect. So she does not go 5 for 5, but she did get 4 today. So that means Alyssa is the outright winner of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I'll take it.
Rosanna.
Yes.
We thank you so much for listening to us while you're going to work.
Thank you so much. I listen every morning and you guys are my...
I love it. I love it that you didn't finish that sentence. You guys are my... And then
leave it up to imagination.
I've got no words for you.
You're something.
I've got no words.
Either way, we're glad that you spend your mornings with us. Thank you so much. I would also love to spend an evening with you, girls' night out, in 2 weeks.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Heck yeah. It's going to be so fun.
My name is Rosanna, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College for Knowledge on Q104.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.